Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Marshall Tucker bringing us back, Marshall Tucker Band from the Wayback Machine. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with us. Ed Coffey is our guest. He's the president of BMC Associates, co-founder, I should say, of BMC Associates. Ed, remind the audience about BMC and how they can find you guys online.
Well, you can find us at www.bmcassociates, that's brother, mother, child, associates.com.
All right, and you guys help.
That's a good way to identify.
You guys work with family businesses, partnerships, people who are trying to either get better or get healed, right?
That's right. And you know, we were just talking. You made a good point, Jim, about finding the right time when you're trying to heal a problem with your partner or your family member who's your partner. When is it that it's best to bring up these difficult subjects? And one of the things that gets in the way of people bringing it up is if they feel hurt, if they feel they've been cheated, if they feel they've been misused, they don't feel like they ought to bring it up. They feel like it's the evildoer who ought to bring it up. And they don't feel like there's much to discuss. This is a matter of justice or not justice.
If I have to bring it up, then, you know, if the idea that I should have to bring it up when you did it to me, that's the way we get. That's the attitude we have. Isn't that kind of sounds like a marriage, doesn't it, Ed?
Yeah, it sounds a whole lot like a marriage. But you know, it made me, being on this trip we were talking about before and thinking about the world, made me think about some instances where people who had really been hurt took the initiative. Swallowed hard, and it made all the difference. And you know, I recently read a book by Robert Rinkin of Harvard Law School called Bargaining with the Devil. And he points out that Nelson Mandela in South Africa had every reason never to want to speak, never to want to start a conversation with the president there, de Klerk, who had been oppressing his people and jailing him himself for over 20 years. But Mandela was swallowed hard, looked at the pragmatic interests of himself and his people, and he reached out to de Klerk and said, I'm ready to talk if you are. Well, if he could do that,
you know, you're just reminding me of something I talked about in the previous half hour, something from Proverbs chapter 16, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall.
That should be in every partnership book that's published. I have to check. You know, David Gage, my partner, wrote a great book called The Partnership Charter, but I don't think he got that in there. Next revision.
Yeah, David's a good friend of ours, too. But, you know, another thing, I'm just thinking about some practical things about how to solve this. How about this? You and I are partners, Ed, and I promise you I'll never send you an email if I'm upset. And you promised me the same thing. If we're upset, we can't do it electronically. We have to do it face-to-face. What do you think about that?
I think that's about as good a rule as you can come up with. You know, it's that desire not to really have to face up to it that leads us to send emails. And then, of course, we let it all flow in the email because there's no one across the table from us.
We get, as my wife says, snippy. You get snippy in the email. You know, don't send me a snippy email. If you're going to be snippy, come do it to my face.
Yeah, I mean, a pretty good rule on emailing in general, if you're not feeling good, is write it and put it in that draft folder for 10 minutes and then come back to it. But your suggestion, Jim, is on these important issues, never have the exchange by email is a rule you can endorse.
So, you know what I do, Ed? I write the email. If I've got a serious email that I want to send somebody, and I'm not even talking about one where it's contentious, it's just an important email, I write it out. I get it just exactly like I want it. Then I send it to myself, and I open it the next morning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. It's amazing how differently things look the next morning.
Right, and that points to another good rule for dealing with these situations where you feel hurt by or slighted by or cheated by your partner. Don't handle it yourself. Make sure someone else advises you on it who can give you a little distance. So one way of handling that email is write it, send it to your spouse, send it to your friend, send it to your other partner, and let them tell you how they feel if they got
get,
that.
Get some feedback. That's a good idea. Advice is always, in these cases, is always an advantage. BMCAssociates.com, is that right?
Yep.
Thanks, Ed, for being here. Good job today. Hey, we're glad you're back.
Always a pleasure.
Your trip, and we'll see you next time. Ed Kopf, by the way, folks, that's K-O-P-F is how you spell his last name. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.